Coast to Coast with Art Bell. If you're east of the Rockies, you would be in, Pennsylvania? And now, here's Art Bell, Coast to Coast. I'm terribly sorry.
Thank you, Ross Mitchell, and good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the Great Divide, around the world, across all 50 states, and of course, in the Caribbean as well. This is Coast to Coast. I am Art Bell. This evening, General Johnson Jameson, my understanding is he has had contact with Facility 3, the very sketchy and as yet undefined religious sect that says it has had some contact with extraterrestrial life. We'll be talking with him in just a moment. But first, friends, what are you going to do when the air is filled with radioactive contaminants that will bring the demise of mankind as we know it, following some nuclear holocaust? Well, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get Art Bell's No Radiation Spray. Just spray it on, and the radiation comes off. The glow is gone. New from Peenemann. By the way, we have absolutely no way of proving any of these claims. All right, bringing back now General Johnson Jameson. General Jameson, it's always good to have you here on the Art Bell program.
Well, Art, I...
Now, getting to my question, General, you have been in contact with Facility 3, which is the sect of religious people who are believed to have had contact with extraterrestrials?
Well...
Just exactly who is their president?
Well,
Do you know where they're located? All right, thank you. We'll be right back. Friends, if gold is what you're looking for, and why wouldn't you want gold, since paper money will do you no good, and I'm telling you, no good at all. I woke up every morning waiting to see just snow when I flip on Fox News Channel or CNN, because I know that I'm going to be off the grid. Well, gold is the one thing you can trade, whether it be with a outlaw motorcycle gang, some rapist, a group of desperados, some Mongolian tribesmen. It doesn't matter. Gold can be traded for the lives of your wives and daughters. Remember, gold, new from Peenemann Enterprises.
Gold may not be real gold.
General Johnson Jameson is with us. General Jameson in his bunker complex some 1,000 feet below Saskatchewan. Facility 3 believes what?
Well, Art...
And when did the organization start?
Oh, Christ, I...
We'll be right back. You know you're going to get raped, it's just when. Get yourself this new Rape-A-Lot. It's a wonderful device that'll help ease the pain. New from Peenemann.
You may not be raped and the world may not be coming to an end.
And welcome back, General Johnson Jameson. General Jameson, is it true that the Facility 3 people believe that we've evolved from leaf vegetables? Now, what vegetables would those be? I understand they're either cabbage, lettuce, and it has been hinted at bib lettuce. Isn't that right?
Well, you see...
Now, it's reminiscent of the film Invasion of the Body Snatchers, isn't it? Spaghetti squash, is that included?
You...
All right, this is Coast to Coast. We're back with General Johnson Jameson. General Jameson, General Jameson? General? All right, well, the point being that some very fascinating detail has come out that human life may have evolved from any number of leafy vegetables. It's interesting because, as I was mentioning, the film Invasion of the Body Snatchers shows bodies evolving from what looks like a leafy pod or some kind of a seed pod. I say that, General Jameson, you all right? All right, General Jameson is certainly on his website. You can see him sleeping. Just dial up there, www.spaghettisquashisn'tjustformomanymore. Now, friends, from Peenemann Enterprises... If we did really evolve from leafy vegetables, how about a lettuce cleaner? You from Peenemann Enterprises.
All right, I was sitting here thinking, how long can we keep these vegetable gags going? And I just,
Well, I tried to get off that sonnet spinner joke, but...
I understand that, but I,
Well, how long do you think?
I don't know.
We've been doing it for 10 minutes. We've been basing this entire premise on human life evolving from cabbage, and we're going on 10 minutes.
Yeah, but most of the bits comedy came from you interrupting me before I could answer.
That is correct. But I finally did get to the punchline.
But yeah, I think you got to the punchline a little late. And that's what I'm saying.
Well, do you really think we can pull this gag off to the top of the hour?
I look, here's a joke. Use a salad shooter and you're a mass murderer. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, I get it. All right. Because we evolved from cabbage or...
No, from lettuce.
From lettuce, then if you use a salad spinner, you're a mass murderer.
That's the thing. I'm so tired of this bit.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell and the flimsy premise that man evolved from bib lettuce. Inspired by the Raelian cult. May not be a real cult.
You know, when I was a kid, I would hear records fade out on the radio, and I wanted to know, what do they do when they fade a record out? Like, in the band is in the studio, and do they just play and play and play forever? Are they still playing? Or do they just, oh, okay, that's enough, stop. We turned it down, Bob, okay? And it fades out. All right, enough, shut up. Good, that'll do.